Let's go to Matthew chapter 14. I appreciate your prayers this morning. Matthew chapter 14 and verse 22, we'll read about Jesus walking on the water. Very familiar scripture to us. Peter walking on the water. And when he began to sink, he cried, "Lord, save me." I'm going to preach this morning on, "Lord, save me." Before we read our scripture this morning, can you just say that, "Lord, save me." Lord, save me. That's what Peter cried. Matthew chapter 14 and verse 22. Straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship and to go before him unto the other side while he sent the multitudes away. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. When the evening was come, he was there alone. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with the waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them, walking on the sea. Hallelujah. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "It is a spirit," and they cried out for fear. Straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, "Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid." Peter answered him and said, "Lord, if it be thou, bid me to come unto thee on the water." And he said, "Come." And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid. And beginning to sink, he cried, saying, "Lord, save me." And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him, and said unto him, "O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt?" And when they were come into the ship, the wind ceased. Then they that were in the ship came and worshipped him, saying, "Of truth, thou art the Son of God." Can you say amen this morning? Let's pray. Lord, thank you for the privilege to be in your house. Thank you for your goodness to us. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord, to receive from your word in a special way. Thank you for it, Lord. We give you praise for it in Jesus' name. Church said amen again. Amen. You may be seated. I want to preach this morning on, "Lord, save me." Can we say that again? "Lord, save me." The Bible says he beginning to sink. He just started to sink. Now, I've said this before, and you've probably thought of this, but when you step on water, you don't begin to sink, right? When you step on water, you sink. But the Lord and God just let him just start going down just a little bit. And I've seen times in my life when I should have been upside down in a New York minute. I should have lost it all at the decisions I've made. I should have been at the bottom of the ocean, but the Lord, in his mercy, just let me go down just a little bit at a time. So I would cry out to him, "Lord, save me." Hallelujah. Amen. The Bible says that, amen, that he put them in the ship, and the wind began to blow. And I want to preach about three things here. First, I want to preach about the wind. Amen. How that he saw the wind boisterous. You know what that word boisterous means? It means violent or stormy. When he saw that storm or rough wind, when he saw, best I can figure with this story, it was not necessarily rain, it was just wind. It was wind blowing the waves, and the waves was messing with the ship. And the devil will send wind in our lives and a storm in our life and cause us to begin to sink. Contrary. The Bible says in verse 24, amen, that the wind was contrary, against. It was the opposition. Has anybody ever faced opposition in your life? Opposition in your walk with God. Opposition in your Christian life. Y'all just have to help me this morning with, I know I feel bad about my voice. I hope I don't drive y'all crazy. It might drive me, you know, mess with me more than y'all, but, you know, sound like I'm on, need the oxygen tank or something, but really, I don't feel too bad. It's just my voice is gone. And, we was up there in church and I was receiving from the Lord and all that, and, you know, and just stripped my voice and here we are. Amen. But, the Bible says that the wind was contrary. If the Lord would touch me this morning, maybe help me preach. Amen. Touch my voice and help me preach this morning. The Bible says the wind was contrary. I face contrary winds. Amen. The devil is against us this morning. The devil is against your walk with God. The devil is against your home, your marriage, your children. The devil is against your finances. The devil is against your health. He's against it. He does not want God to bless you. Amen. But God is able to bless us. Amen. In the midst of contrary winds. The Bible says that the wind was contrary. The Bible says when he saw the wind boisterous, the storm, amen, the waves, the sea was raging, and he beginning to sink. But he cried, Lord, save me. In the midst of a contrary wind, in the midst of a demonic attack of the devil, in the midst of bad decisions, if we would cry, Lord, save me, I believe that God, amen, would help us. The Bible says immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him. You know, the Lord still wants to catch somebody. The Lord still wants to catch us this morning, no matter what's going on in our life. Praise the Lord. The Bible says that Jesus was walking on the water and said unto them, Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. Peter answered and said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me to come on the water. And he said, Come. You know, Jesus didn't say come. He didn't say, Peter, come. He just said, come. Any disciple in that boat could have got out and walked on that water. All he said was, come. And when Peter came down out of the ship, he walked. It didn't say he took one step. I don't believe he just got out of that ship and took one step and then began to sink. The Bible said he walked. How far did he walk? We don't know. But I believe he walked a ways before he began to sink. You know, there's times in our life that we'll do good, and then something will come our way. We'll get our eyes off the Lord is what happens. We get our eyes off of God, and we will begin to sink. But that's the mercy of God. That'll let us go down little bit by little bit instead of just sending us to hell like we deserve in the moment time. Amen. We turn our back on God. In the moment time we take our eyes off the Lord, we deserve, amen, to go to the bottom of the sea. You know, he was sinking in destruction. And you might be here this morning and you're sinking. Your finances are sinking. Amen. Your marriage is sinking. Amen. Your health is sinking. Amen. Your mind is sinking. Your emotions are sinking. Your family's sinking. Amen. But I'm telling you this morning, if we could cry out, Lord, save me, he would catch us and put us back where we belong. Praise the Lord. The Bible says that when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid. Fear. Not only was there fear, there was doubt. The Bible says that Jesus said, O thou little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? Fear and doubt run hand in hand. Amen. We can't let the devil get us to the place where we're so afraid. We're afraid of tomorrow. We're afraid of what's going to happen. Amen. It doesn't matter what happens tomorrow. God's still on the throne. It doesn't matter what the bad news is, what the doctor says. Amen. God's still on the throne. It doesn't matter what happens. God is still in control. Amen. And he was afraid. Fear is something that has destroyed many, amen, of Christians walk with God, amen, and caused great harm in our life. The Bible says in 1 John, where there's fear, there's torment. Amen. Fear brings torment to our mind and torment to our life. Amen. But I'm preaching this morning on Lord, save me. I want to tell you how I feel in my soul this morning. That somebody could just cry out, Lord, save me. Amen. Hallelujah. So you say, well, I've got to do all this. Now I've got to do all that. All he said was, Lord, save me. And Jesus stretched forth his hand. There is no hand that can reach as far as Jesus. Jesus' hand can reach all the way down to the gutter. God's hand can reach past. Our hand can reach. My hand can only reach so far. But God's hand can reach all the way into a jail cell. Amen. My hand can only reach so far. But God's hand can reach all the way down into the gutter of sin and addictions and problems in our life and can pick us up. The power of God's hand. The Bible said Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him. Amen. The Lord can stretch forth his hand this morning and catch you no matter what you're seeking in, no matter what you're seeking down in this morning. God's hand is able to reach down and catch you. Can somebody say, Lord, save me? Y'all, I'd like to preach to you this morning. Hallelujah. Just stretch your hand this way and pray for me this morning. Lord, you're able to touch my voice. You're able to help me this morning, Lord. You're able to give us power over every demonic power in this place. You're able to give us power over every opposition, every contrary wind. And Lord, we're in your house this morning, and we want to receive a touch from you. Lord, help me to get out of the way. Lord, help me, God, nobody would hear me or see me, but that they would hear you and see your word. Thank you for it, Jesus, this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. You know, I got to thinking about this. The Bible says he was afraid. There was no reason to be afraid. Because Jesus said, the Bible says, was straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. The Lord had already given him his promise. And the Lord will speak to us and give us a promise in his word and tell us, be not afraid. And then the very next thing we're doing is we're in fear. We're engulfed in fear. We're sinking in fear. You know, no matter what happens, amen, God's word is the final authority. And what God says is the final authority. And I've seen so many times in my life, I don't know about yours, but I've seen so many times in my life where God had already directed me and I wasn't listening to what he said. Peter was sinking in fear. He began to sink. He was afraid, and the Lord had already told him, be not afraid. And it doesn't matter if it's fear or doubt or whatever it is. I know that we find ourselves in situations and circumstances. And some are fighting battles this morning and others are facing fear. You know, maybe health issues or family issues or problems or financial problems or whatever. But the Lord had already told him, be not afraid. And this is the first thing he's doing, is letting fear get a hold of him. I believe that if we would listen to what God says to us, we wouldn't have the problems that we have in our life. The Lord knew that fear was going to be a problem for him. And the Lord knows what will cause us to sink too. And if we will listen to what God says, we won't sink. Amen. Hallelujah. This was the power of God. This was an amazing miracle that was causing him to walk on the water. It's impossible to walk on water. Nobody can walk on water. You can't walk on water. Nobody can. This was the power of God. Well, not only that, you can't live for God either. Amen. You can't serve God. You can't heal yourself. You can't deliver yourself, but God can help you to do it. He can help us to live for God. He can help us to overcome every bondage, every fear. Amen. Be not afraid. I feel the Lord speaking to our hearts this morning. Be not afraid. Everything's going to be all right. Be not afraid. God has it in His hands. Amen. Don't let worry get a hold of your heart in a way, amen, that it causes you to sink. There was no reason for Peter to sink. The only reason he was sinking was because fear and doubt had got a hold of him. Amen. You know, when fear gets a hold of us, doubt gets a hold of us. Amen. And he was looking at the waves and he began to doubt God. Oh, God, help us. We doubt God. It causes us to sink. And no matter who is sinking this morning, all we have to do is say, Lord, save me. Amen. There could be all types of sinkings this morning. Somebody may be up here sinking in worry about your children or family. Amen. And somebody else over here could be sinking in sin. Somebody over here could be sinking, amen, in a financial problem. Amen. Somebody else could be sinking in an addiction or marriage problem or adultery. But it doesn't matter who or what is sinking this morning. God is still the one that will catch us by the hand. He's still the one that will stick His hand out. Amen. And catch us. Amen. And pick us up and cause us not to sink. I believe this morning that we're here in this house this morning and we don't want to sink. Can I get a witness? You say, Brother Sam, I don't want to sink. He started to sink in the water and he cried, Lord, save me. The Bible says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Amen. That's that against, contrary wind. The Bible said in Jeremiah chapter 1, they'll fight against you. They told Jeremiah, they shall fight against thee, but they shall not prevail against thee. For I am with thee, saith the Lord, to deliver thee. Every type of force of hell is against every saint of God this morning. Amen. And the devil doesn't want you to serve God. The devil doesn't want you to live for God. He doesn't want you to do right. He doesn't want your family to do right. He don't want you to go to the house of God. He don't want you to do what you need to do. Amen. It's against us this morning. The wind is blowing. But don't look at the wind this morning. Look at Jesus Christ. He's still on top of the water. He's still walking on the water. He hadn't sank an inch. Amen. If you look at the Lord in the Word of God this morning, no matter what's going on in our world, no matter what's going on in the government, no matter what's going on in the economy, no matter what's going on in our cities, no matter what's going on in our family, Jesus is still on the water this morning. He's still walking on the water. Amen. And if we will let Him, we can walk on the water too. The Bible says, call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. In Jeremiah 33 and verse 3. It says, call unto me, I will answer thee, show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. For thus saith the Lord, the God of Israel, concerning the houses of this city and concerning the houses of the kings of Judah, which are thrown down by the mounts and by the sword. Amen. I was sitting there last night praying, amen, about this, and I just kept saying, Lord, save me. Can somebody say that this morning again? Does anybody feel like you're sinking this morning? You could be sinking in anything. It could be health. It could be worry. It could be fear. It could be family problems. Amen. But the Bible says, call and I'll answer thee. I'll show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. For thus saith the Lord, the God of Israel, concerning the houses of this city and concerning the houses of the kings of Judah, which are thrown down by the mounts and by the sword. Hallelujah. Behold, I will bring in health and cure. I will cure them and will reveal unto them the abundance of peace and truth. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Right here in the Word of God, He said, if you'll pray, if you'll cry out, Peter cried out when he was sinking. Amen. Your family may be sinking this morning. Your marriage may be sinking this morning. Your children may be sinking this morning. You may be sinking this morning. Your health may be sinking. Your checkbook may be sinking. Hallelujah. Your job may be sinking. But if you could just like Peter say, Lord, save me. He could catch us. He hears our cry. He said, I will cause the captivity of Judah and the captivity of Israel to return, and I will build them as at the first. Hallelujah. I wish I had a voice to preach this morning. Amen. But God's greater than my weakness. Hallelujah. God is greater than, amen, any kind of a difficulty that I have. God's saying right here, if you'll cry, I'll do it just like I did it before. If you'll reach out to me, I'll build it up just like I built it before. You know, you look at a house that gets burnt down, say, there ain't no hope. Wait just a minute. The carpenter's coming. Hallelujah. Wait just a minute. The builder's coming. Amen. The one that built it the first time is going to build it up again. Hallelujah. He said, I'll cause them to return. I'll build them as at the first. So, how can it be built? Well, God's the one that built it the first time. He can build it the second time. When sin tears it down, God can build it back up. When the sword devours our family and children, God can restore. Amen. God can heal the body. He's the one that created it in the first place. Hallelujah. Say, can God heal cancer? Well, wait just a minute. He's the one that created the body in the first place. Can God heal diabetes? He's the one that created the pancreas in the first place. Can God heal sickness? Amen. Can God deliver from sin? He said, I will cleanse them from all their iniquity, whereby they have sinned against me. I will pardon their iniquities whereby they have sinned and whereby they have transgressed against me. Hallelujah. All it was is Jeremiah 33:3 says, call unto me. He said, I'll do all these things if you'll just cry unto me. Peter, I'll put you back on top of the water if you'll just cry unto me. Brother and sister, God will help you once again if you'll just cry unto Him. Amen. The Bible said you have not because you ask not. Have you asked God to fix your heart? Ask God to fix your home. Ask God to fix your marriage. Ask God to fix your finances. Ask God, amen, in a real way, cry to Him. Lord, save me, Peter said. Hallelujah. Have you ever heard a drowning man cry? Can you imagine somebody drowning and crying? You think it'd be about like our prayer sometime? Oh no, when a drowning man, I mean Peter's going down, he cried, Lord, save me. Now I believe the Lord still wants to save this morning. Stand together with me this morning. I'm sorry about my voice this morning, but my heart is full and God's able to help you. I feel the Holy Ghost here today. No matter your need this morning, I believe if we could cry unto Him, Lord, save me. He's walking on your water this morning. I can't save you this morning. This church can't save you this morning. I'm not asking you to join this church. I'm not asking you to be baptized. I'm telling you this morning, if you cry out to the Lord, Lord, save me, He'll catch you from sinking where you're sinking. While every head's bowed and every eye closed, no one looking around, I wouldn't want to embarrass you for nothing. I'm not here to embarrass you. But you're here this morning and you need help from God. You're sinking. Would you just slip your hand up and slip it back down? Say, Brother Sam, I'm sinking this morning. Yes, I see that hand. Yes, sir, I see that hand. Yes, ma'am, I see your hand. Just slip it up and slip it down. Say, Brother Sam, I'm sinking this morning. I need the Lord. Catch me. I'm sinking. I'm going down slow, but I'm going down. I need the Lord to catch me. You hear this morning, you'll slip your hand up, slip it down. This morning we'll pray with you. We'll need prayer. Come at this time. We'll pray with you.